Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock in the district. It's time to talk to Mr. Jason Campbell. Let's go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. JC17. What's going on, man? How are you?
Man, what's going on with JP? How you doing, man? Can't complain.
What's happening with you, Jay?
Hey, what's up, B. Mitch? Hey, man, just enjoying life right now, you know, as much as we possibly can. So, can't complain.
You having gas problems down there?
Yeah, we are.
You're in Atlanta,
problems,
right?
yeah, I'm in Atlanta, so you got people hoarding gas, man. Like, one car pulled up with, like, 10 tanks in the back of the truck and got out and filled up every last one of them. It's just like, what are we doing? Yeah, it's just like, you know, in times where people are trying to travel, you know, people kind of getting out a little bit more now. And, you know, people just hoarding gas, man. So it's just crazy, like, how to, you know, sometimes things can come out on the news and everybody just kind of go crazy about it and just not even think of others, just think of themselves.
Well, here's one thing I'll say. Like, when the news of coronavirus and COVID and everything first started happening, what, 16 months ago now or whatever? Mm-hmm. I kind of understood buying a bunch of toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
Because toilet paper you can put in your basement and just have when you need it. Where the hell do you store the gas? Like, where are you going to put all this extra gas? It's kind of dangerous. Better not light your grill.
To be riding around with that much gas in your truck and stuff, like, you know, God forbid an accident or something, like, you know, like, good grief. And then yeah, you put it in your garage gonna be smelling like gas. So
yeah.
I don't understand it.
We are talking with Jason Campbell here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at @jcam_17. Last time you were on the program with us, you insulted my hair and thought Beamish looked good bald. So I want to make sure we don't discuss that. But today is schedule release day in the NFL. Mm-hmm. When you were playing, did you get caught up in schedule release?
Yeah, you always want to know what's going to be your first game, your first opponent, so you can kind of start watching film on them, start gearing up. And the only thing about the first opponent sometimes I get, JP and B, is sometimes you can gear up too much because you watch too much film, or you have so much time to get ready for one game, you can kind of put in things, and all of a sudden a week of the game, all the things you did in OTAs and minicamps, we change it and we do something totally different leading up to the week of the game. It's like, so what was the purpose of us doing all the stuff that we was doing in the OTAs and minicamp to get ready for the first game? So it's always that anticipation, it's the excitement, but guys always look at that primetime game. Who's in the first Monday night slot? When is your Monday night game? When is your Thursday night game? So you get that long weekend off that feels like a bye week. So, you know, there are things that guys look at when it comes to looking at that schedule.
And also the cities you're going to. I always all right, what cities are we traveling to? I wanted to know we're going to some cool cities where I can have some fun or something like that. I don't want to go to no boring city.
I got a question for both of you. So, B. Mitch, I know you got married pretty young in your NFL career.
Yeah.
Jason, where were you in your NFL career when you got married?
And that's the problem. I haven't. So, you know, so I've gone through the NFL career and a little bit into my retirement.
All right.
Across that barrier, yes.
Now, you guys were – now, you played major college football. You played in the NFL a long time. B. Mitch, you played in the Super Bowl early in your career. How would you guys have handled going to Vegas? And I'm starting with Mr. Campbell, who's a single quarterback. How would you have handled a road trip to Vegas?
Man, I tell you what, Vegas would have been different. I say this, like, I was always kind of reserved a little bit, you know, because quarterbacks, you always studying film and breaking down tape. But I tell you what, some of my teammates, I think the casinos in Vegas, I think the casinos in Vegas would have took a whole lot of money. And I say this as well, could you imagine being a 21, 25, even under your 30s, you know, not married, single, living in Vegas? Like,
no.
You know, coaches would have to have coffee at the front desk for guys when they come in the morning just to wake up, because some of them actually would probably be just coming in at 2, 3 in the morning. You have to be very, very, like, strategic. You would have to be very disciplined. So to play in Vegas, you would have to be disciplined. And if you're a visiting team going to Vegas, if you're the coach, you don't fly in 2 days early, because you about to give your guys a full night to go to Vegas to the casinos to either lose a lot of money or someone going to win a lot of money. But either way, they're going to be thinking about it during the game.
I've always gone to Vegas, and I think it – because when I was going on a road trip, I looked at it as work. You know, we get there, you mm-hmm. want to go to, like, certain restaurants, certain malls and things. You may have some friends in town. You hook up with them. I don't think Vegas would have been any different because I'm there to work.
I've been on some road trips with you for work where we found ourselves to have a little fun.
Yeah, but, JP, it's different. We're not playing the game at that moment.
Sure.
You know, and one thing I did
We've had
do,
some mornings on the I road, though.
Look, we didn't have curfew when we would go. We had curfew playing football, and I wasn't giving my money up. I didn't believe in fines.
But let me ask you about this thing, because this is a – this is interesting. Everybody's going to talk about kind of the home field advantage the Vegas Raiders are going to have, because teams will fly in. Yeah. And it's going to be really hard for those teams to kind of keep it together that night before the game, right? But on some level, isn't it going to be harder for Vegas to have their guys keep it together for 4 months?
No. Think about it. You're there every day. Yeah, you get used to all the stuff, and then you get tired of it. When I first got to D.C., people would say when the opposing teams come in to D.C., we have an advantage. But if you live here and you're there, you go into the places all the time, you're not worried about it on the weekend. The opposing team is here for a night or two. Then they may lose their minds a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah, it's no different than living on the beach, JP. You know, if you live on the beach, it's not a big deal as if you're trying to get to the beach as a vacation. You know, you live there. So sometimes you be looking to get away sometimes. So it's the same way in Vegas. Like, when you're there for 4, 5, 6 months out of the year, like, it kind of becomes your life. And so you're doing more of the home things. And you'll probably have guys go golf more than they probably go to the casino.
Yeah.
You know, because – and just different things like that. So, you know, it's a difference when you live in a certain place than rather visiting a certain place. When you're visiting, you try and get as much as you can get in within that certain amount of hours you're there visiting.
You
and then
it.
when you live there – you're like, you know, I live here. Like, I can go there anytime. I just, you know, catch it another day.
That's a good point.
And that's why when I go to Vegas now, I play golf more than I hang out in the casino.
I just like to
I save my money that way.
Well, especially now we got casinos here, so it's not nearly as exotic. It's the
not
old,
Vegas, though.
It's like bringing coal to Newcastle. Like, you don't have to do it. I understand. Jason, we haven't talked to you since the draft, and I do want to talk to you about Colt Brennan, the sad news that came out of Hawaii. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask if you've been able to kind of study up on the pass catchers they got, De'Ami Brown from North Carolina and the tight end John Bates from Boise State. Just kind of get your opinion on those two young players that are going to be joining the Washington football team.
Well, it made sense that they went and got those guys. You know, you think about it. We know that the tight end position at Washington, we know you have the quarterback kind of converted over to a tight end. And, you know, and had a really good year last year, and he's growing in the position. But when you can go and add another guy that actually played the position, you know, and to get that experience and be able to utilize him in the passing game, because a lot of teams are going to these two tight end sets. And they use that just to get another bigger receiver on the field to cover the middle of the field. And if you can run the ball successful, it opens up those opportunities. And you'll try to create matchups with safeties and with linebackers. And then the other thing, they go get another receiver. You pick up the receiver from Carolina, North Carolina.
What do you think
Panthers
of that kid?
All season. Yeah, I like him. You know, I like him. Like I said, I got a chance to watch North Carolina play a little bit this year. And like I said, the Brown kid, like, you know, I feel like he can make some plays. I feel like he'll fit well with, you know, with the receiving core that they have. And, you know, you got guys like Terry McLaurin that's in your locker room. Guys come in there, it's easy to play with him. You know, he's not a big ego guy. He's not a guy that, you know, y'all got to get me the ball so many times a game. Like, you know, he's the guy that's going to give you everything he got. If he gets 5 catches a game, 10 catches a game, or even 2 catches a game, you're still going to get the same guy every week. So that helps your locker room. You're bringing in younger guys and everything to that and to that locker room. And I just feel like Washington have been talking about, they want to stretch the field more, and they want to, you know, hit those bigger intermediate routes and things like that. So you got to have guys that can run and guys that can go get the ball.
Just think about it. You have Gibson in the backfield, who was a former receiver, who's now a running back. You have Samuels, who can probably do any and everything. Terry McLaurin is over there. You got Damian Brown now. You have another kid, Humphreys. Just think, imagine those five guys. And I look at it like this. You could break the huddle. Samuels in the backfield. Gibson is in the slot. On the other side, you got Humphreys in the slot. I think defenses look at that and go, what the hell are they doing? You can confuse the hell out of people with all those weapons.
Yeah, because it's all about matchup. That's what the NFL is about every weekend. Who can create the one-on-one matchup and third downs to stay on the field? And then on first downs, who can we get the safety to be nosy so we can hit some of those top plays? You know McLaurin's going to draw double teams sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be harder to do it now with Samuels, but they still got to do it. You got to respect his athleticism. You got to respect him as a receiver. So he's going to draw those opportunities, which is going to create those opportunities for Gibson. Like B.M. saying, you put Gibson in the slot, he knows how to run routes. And especially those 5 to 10 yard routes, those option routes, which we call money down as third down, he knows how to get open on those linebacker safeties. And like I said, like teams have to go nickel, and then sometimes they see this many players on the field. You empty the backfield, then sometimes they go to a dime coverage, which now, you know, they're probably going to give you some sort of zone coverage, but you still have options to hit guys in open space. And it's all about the yards after catch, and that's what you're trying to create when you run the system that Coach Turner runs in Washington. It's all about a lot of this crossing routes with guys catching the balls and trying to get north and south, and then some of it are possession routes. But there's a lot of ton of option routes with the backside of the backfield, which Gibson fits this system. And then you bring in all these other receivers to help stretch the field and hit those deep end cuts and comebacks and posts, which we wanted to see more of last year, but they also didn't have the time to kind of create all that. So hopefully, you know, them beefing up the offensive line a little bit and getting some guys that can stretch the field, it'll help.
Jason, one more before we talk about Colt Brennan. We were trying to – so the schedule's coming out today. It's all kind of leaking, but early in the show, we only knew for certain that the Washington football team was playing the L.A. Chargers, and we were trying to put together some kind of comparison for Justin Herbert's rookie year, which was just bananas. He completed 67% of his passes, 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns. And the thing that stands out to me the most about a rookie quarterback is he only threw 10 picks. How impressed were you by Herbert last season?
I was very impressed. You think about it, like how he entered the game. I think about it, this kid had no OTAs last year, no mini camps. And, you know, he come into training camp and Tyrod Taylor gets hurt, you know, against the Chiefs. And it's early in the ball game, and all of a sudden this kid's standing there holding clipboard, and all of a sudden it's boom, hey, you're in. You know, and he just jumps right in there. And, you know, he doesn't miss a beat. He jumps in there against the defending champs at the time, and he plays really good ball. And I think because he had such a really good game against one of the very best football teams in the league, I think it gave him confidence from that standpoint that no matter who he faced the rest of the year, he's already faced his toughest challenge. That was thrown in that situation without preparation because the starter gets all the reps. And to go out there and perform and have them on the ropes, I think it kind of sparked this rest of his season. And like I said, this kid, he's big, he's tall. Like I said, I got a chance to see him at Auburn when we played in the first game 2 years ago. I got a chance to see him in person and how he handled, you know, getting up and getting hit and still fighting and everything. I always thought the kid had a good arm and he could fit a really good, be a really good NFL quarterback. And, you know, the biggest thing is now teams have film on him. How will he adjust from year one to year two? You know, all of that is there. So as he understands that he's mature, now he has to keep staying in the film room to keep trying to find an edge because now there's a book on him. And now teams are going to be trying to read the book and figure out, okay, how can we slow him down from his rookie year where we didn't know much about him going to his second year because he's also in a new system coming up.
Well, let's hope Ron Rivera, Jack Del Rio, and Chase Young have that book ready. I want to switch gears here, and this is a bummer, man. It's funny. I actually thought to get you on today looking at Instagram last night, and Eric Schuster posted a picture of you, him, and Colt Brennan from 2008. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you were firmly entrenched as the Washington football team starter in 2008. Colt Brennan was a late-round pick to probably be your backup at that point. I don't know what your relationship was, but most people say how friendly and outgoing Colt was. We heard the sad news out of Hawaii about Colt Brennan's passing, and I just kind of wanted to give you a moment to reflect on him.
Yeah, Coach, definitely. When Coach got to Washington, you know, I can remember because we always sit in the quarterback room, and, you know, it was Ty Collins, myself, and, you know, and Coach. And we would sit in there, and, you know, you already had the Jim Zorn stories with the bow and arrows and everything that he used to come up with. So then Coach would come in there, and Coach would be like, Coach, what's this? And what's that? Like, I've never seen that. I've never heard of that. And then Coach would talk about the mangoes. You know, playing in Hawaii, he would bring in, like, these mangoes. He would have people ship him, like, certain things from Hawaii. He let the guys in the locker room kind of taste some of them. And there's, like, some of the best fruit that you can get, especially passion fruit and different things. And one thing about Coach, man, he was easygoing. He kind of walked around. You know how people, like, from California, Hawaii, they kind of really laid back, and they always wear those, like, Hawaiian shirts. It just kind of – it's a different feel and different breeze. And he always – you can always see that in him and how he walked and how he did everything in life. And, you know, he always tried to have fun and whatever he did. And it's just so unfortunate, man, that, you know, he ended up passing at such a young age. And I just say this to say that, like, B-Mitch, you will understand – when guys come out of college, like he came out of college, he ended up breaking all these NCAA records, and then also you get to the NFL, and then you don't kind of stick with a team, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're home, and then you got all this idle time that you're not used to having, and all of a sudden, you know, people wonder why you're not playing ball, why you're not in the league. Like, it gets at guys. Mm-hmm. And even guys that play the game and have retired, it takes guys years to just let that go because you don't get that same kind of hurrah from the fan base as you got when you're having that uniform on. And I think a lot of guys, you know, they can kind of go into a state of mind where they feel like they're living life in reversal, where they feel like their best has already been there. Mm-hmm. And I think we have got to, you know, be careful how we talk to guys and how we encourage guys once they left the game, and guys that don't make it when they try to get to the league, because this has been all they know. And sometimes guys go in different directions, and, you know, whether it's drinking or whether it's using certain, you know, different types of drugs, whatever, it's getting around the wrong people. And when you see people going through things like this, a lot of times it's that they're asking for help out loud. And if you just watch them, they're asking for help. The reason they're get tied to a lot of these things is because it makes them feel good in the moment, or it makes them feel like they're comforting, which if we would comfort people more instead of, like, putting down on folks and just look at the opportunity and say, man, this person needs help. Mm-hmm. Let's reach out and just help them. And sometimes if you don't know, you don't know. But if we do know, I think we need to try to do a better job of trying to help guys out, man, because, you know, we lost Vincent Jackson this year, you know, found unconscious in a hotel room, you know, and we're still trying to figure out what happened there. So it's just these things, man, that's happening. You just, like, man, like, guys got so much in front of them. But at the same time, sometimes we have to understand from a fan-based standpoint, like, and just from a people standpoint and former players, man, we have got to try to uplift guys while we can, when we can, because you don't never know what guys are going through. And then all of a sudden at the end, we try to hurry up and figure out and try to get something where happened in Colt case. You know, he couldn't even get into the facility. And I was thinking, next thing you know, you have to deal with the answer of hearing what happened to him. Like, it's sad. You know, it's mm-hmm. a sad situation because, you know, he was trying to find help and it just came too late.
Yeah, I tell people over and over, Jay, it's you are a human being first. I know people sit up there and look mm-hmm. at athletes a different way, but hell, we deal with the same problems anybody else deal with. And I think you need the same type of help that anybody else can give. So, man, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We got to make sure we take care of guys and make sure the NFL also look at that. You know, hell, you know, right. Don't just toss them away because they're done playing in your league. Hell, they build your league. They make you rich and filthy rich like that. So do something for them to help them out.
Yeah, there needs to be programs that when guys can check into these programs and stuff where they need help, like, he shouldn't have to go to just a normal facility. Like, this guy played in your league and he's played for your team and you made billions of dollars and everything. Like, there should be a facility for guys in the NFL that, you know, that they can check themselves into where they feel comfortable going because they don't feel like they're embarrassed because they're there with people that kind of understands them and been in it because they've been in the league. And there may be other guys from the league that's going through the similar thing and they're in the same facility. So then they can kind of help encourage each other and feed off each other to get better. But when you isolate guys to the point that I feel like guys are so isolated where it's like out of sight, out of mind type deal, you know, it's kind of, it's tough on these guys. And they really, because all of us fight some type of mental battles or, you know, some type of emotional battles where, you know, you relive the highs of the moment of playing in the league. And then are playing in the college game and everything. And I would say you're not getting that same type of that feel when you're just living normal life. And you start trying to find these things to fill that void. But some guys, they turn to like playing golf. Some guys turn to different things like venture realities, just real estate businesses and things. Some guys go into businesses, but some guys, man, they fall off a little bit. But when they fall off, we shouldn't dismiss them. There needs to be a facility for these guys to be able to check in and be in there with guys that look mm-hmm. like them and that they can understand what they've been through, the same similar cases, and that they can get this help that they need.
Jason, thank you, man.
Appreciate
You're
you,
wonderful.
Brother.
We appreciate the time. And, obviously a little bit different ending there, but we'll do it again soon, and we'll talk some more football.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Jay. Take care.
Thank you. That is Jason Campbell, everybody, on the BetQL guest line. Quick break here. Got to discuss. We got to finish grading out the quarterbacks that the Washington football team is going to face.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this Jordan Spieth thing. And Landfill is very worried about a number of things that I'd like to address. All of that and more next. 106.7 The Fan.
What's up, everybody? Brian Mitchell here for EMP 180. And we all know that we all gained a little weight during the pandemic. And I was up there, too, and I started biking. And one thing about it now, when I go out on my bike, I know that I can get through things. I have a planned bike ride this weekend of 77 miles, almost 80 miles. And I don't have a problem with it because I understand the proper food that I'm eating and all will give me enough energy to get through the ride. And I don't have to worry about cramping up because as I sit there and I talk with my man, Kurt also works out, rides bikes, do all the different things that I do. So he tells me things that helped him out, and he's been – he's got his weight off of him some time. He's kept it off over a long period, which I'm trying to do. And you think about EMP 180, what they've done over the last 5 years, they've helped over 6,000 listeners to get healthier. What they do, they basically go out there and they make a personalized program for you. It's not about what works for everybody. It's what works for you. You go in, they talk to you about your body, your lifestyle, and they come up with a plan for you, and it will work. You get a personalized coach, just like Kurt is for me. And right now, there are so many people out there who are trying to come in and lose weight. EMP 180 has extended their Weight No More offer to the next 200 fan listeners. They have a personalized 8-week program with an incredibly special offer. Right now, this is what you're going to get with that 8-week program. You get an 8-week personalized nutrition program, remote or in-person, customized to meet your individual needs. Just like I have, you're going to get your very own health and wellness coach to motivate, educate, and guide you throughout your journey. And you have special spring pricing right now because they're that serious about helping you out. And once you get that weight off of you and you start looking good, they want you to make sure you look good with your appearance as well. So they give you a gift certificate to your favorite activewear retailer. They want you to look as good as you feel. So call EMP 180 right now at 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or visit them online, emp180.com. EMP 180 weight loss. Feel better. Look better. Live better.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Beamish and Finley, we're here. Brian and I are casually discussing something here. We talked a lot about Washington football team quarterbacks earlier in the show. And listen, I know the Nats play tonight. Nats are 13-18. They're approaching how we handled the Wizards in December. Win a game, we'll talk. You think we're about there, B? We're getting close, right?
Very much so.
Win tonight, we'll talk about them tomorrow.
But if we act no like problem. That, we're starting to buy into what Landfill was telling us earlier.
No, not yet. Now, I'll tell you this. The Wizards play tonight. The hunt for 33 is on.
Yes.
The hunt for 33 is real and spectacular. It could happen tonight. 33 Ooh. Wins. And what did I say? If they win tonight, I'm buying frozen vodka Red Bulls tomorrow?
Yeah. That's what you said.
What time are we off the air tomorrow, Landfill?
35. 12.
Yeah, 12:35.
So we walk over to the bullpen. Frozen Red Bulls for all the boys. That sounds like a good way to start the day.
Hell yeah.
I'm playing golf at 2:30.
Mm.
One more time for anybody that listened. Beamish and I had an absolutely spectacular time at Columbia Country Club yesterday. Thank you. That place, love the vibe, love the course, love everything about it. Saw the house I grew up in. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Did you see this Jordan Spieth thing?
Heard about it.
Jordan Spieth had COVID. I mean, lots of people are getting it, but somehow that sailed way under the radar, I felt like.
Well, like, you know, think about golfers. When they don't play in a tournament, they don't play in a tournament.
Certainly.
They just don't play that week. No one knows why or whatever. They just don't play, and I think that's kind of how – I don't think that could have happened in any other sport.
So, week by week by week, the Washington football team in 2020, when they faced opponents – when they got wins, by and large, they beat up on some very bad quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. How bad? Collectively, we ranked them a 2.5 out of 10 as a show. Brian Mitchell, former football player, JP Finley, professional blogger, Cody Betts, ripped assistant JV baseball coach, and Landfill, mouth of the South, Mullins. That is our ranking for the 7 quarterbacks they beat in 2020. Mm-hmm. The quarterbacks they face in 2021, buckle up, Buttercup. Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott twice, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. You guys didn't even give me your rankings on Aaron Rodgers. 10 out of 10?
Yeah. That.
Is anybody going below 10 on Rodgers?
Nah.
Are you going higher than 10? Because you gave Mahomes a 12 and Brady a 13.
But depending on what team he's on.
Mm. Good point.
Because, I mean,
let's just assume for the sake of discussion.
He's still in Green Bay, he's above a 10.
All right, we'll give him an 11.
Because he knows what he's doing.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, as of now in 2021, we have the Washington football team playing an 11, a 12, and a 13 mm-hmm. in Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. What do you give Russell Wilson? Because they play him, too.
He's a 10, 11.
Boys?
9.5. Russell occasionally has those, like, inexplicably bad games, so I feel like there's maybe a possibility we get one of those, but he's pretty damn good, so I'll give it a 9.
I'll give Russ a 10. What do you give Josh Allen? Because they're playing him, too, and they're playing him on the road.
He's a 9.
And where it is, it's week 3. He's already a 9 for you?
It'd be, yeah. He took a major step last year
yeah,
for me.
Absolutely.
But the thing about playing in Buffalo in week 3, that's better than playing in Buffalo in week 13.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're at 9 for Allen, boys?
I'll go at 8 on Allen.
I'm also going to go with an 8 there.
I think I'm on a 9. But, all right, how about these names? Matt Ryan and Derek Carr.
You know, Matt Ryan is maybe a 6-7.
He's starting to fall off.
Yeah.
6-7 right there.
I'm with Lance. I'll go 7-5 for Ryan and 7 for Carr. I think people underrate both of them because those teams haven't been winning.
Yeah.
Now, they get some bad quarterbacks or potentially bad quarterbacks. They get whatever's going to happen in Philly twice. They get whatever you think of Daniel Jones twice. Sam Darnold will probably be the starter for the Panthers. So that's 5 quarterbacks I think you would put at a 5 out of 10 or below. That sound fair?
Hmm?
Keep in mind, their 7 wins in 2020 all came against teams with quarterbacks that we ranked collectively a 3 or lower.
Yeah.
I got a text from my boy Nick. Important to point out, I think the defense will be better. I think adding William Jackson is a tremendous, tremendous advantage.
Yeah.
And you got Jamin Davis, who's supposed to be a very good cover corner that can finally help covering tight ends, which they've struggled with forever.
True.
So I'm not suggesting that they still can't win 10 games. I'm just suggesting the quarterbacks they face are going to be significantly
you're basically
harder.
Suggesting that it's going to be tougher than it was last year. It's not that it's impossible, but it's going to be a little bit of a harder trek to get there.
I think a lot harder.
Yeah.
Now, injuries happen. Receivers fall down. People have bad days. Lots of things can happen. But
injuries happen not on just the other side. It happens on this side, too.
And Washington was largely healthy last year.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts. Landfill has concerns. And somehow, it's like once COVID started hitting and everybody just started making decisions and they blamed it on COVID, even when it had nothing to do with COVID, there's a chicken wing shortage, Cody. And somehow they're blaming it on gas?
I don't know if they're blaming it on gas, but the chicken wing shortage right now.
There's a chicken shortage.
And I saw something else. It was another shortage.
If there's a Tito's shortage,
no.
I'm driving to Austin, Texas.
It was chicken wings and one other item.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
What?
There's Chick-fil-A sauce shortage.
Is
it Chick-fil-A
or the Polynesian? Which one is?
I think it's the Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
I'm alarmed. You guys have been more alarmed about the gas shortage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alarmed about the Chick-fil-A sauce shortage.
That you place that on a higher.
Do your kids eat that?
I eat it. How is that possible?
J.P. Finley's hierarchy of needs, Chick-fil-A sauce is higher than gasoline.
Yeah.
No.
The hell?
No. Listen, we're not going Mad Max in the Thunderdome. Like, I understand we need gas. But how? Maybe it's more of a cognizance. How? Landfill? Explain.
Well, I mean, how? There's just the Chick-fil-A.
Do they
go
use
there.
Gas to make Chick-fil-A sauce?
And they just don't have the sauce. That's the shortage. That's kind of what it is.
Can you answer this question?
No, I'm not.
Do they use gasoline to make Chick-fil-A sauce?
I mean, they probably use gasoline
to
truck it
up
to places.
Yeah.
I'm not like a Chick-fil-A, you know.
But the funny thing is we didn't hear any of this stuff until after the gas shortage. Now you're hearing, oh, we got a shortage in this too, a shortage in that too.
You also sent, Landfill, that there's a shortage of roosters or something.
Yeah.
Blame the roosters.
Should Chris Russell be alarmed?
No.
Is he going to make it into work?
So apparently Tyson's, the food company that makes all the chicken, they didn't get enough chicken because one of their roosters wasn't as productive as they thought. They had the J.P. Finley of roosters, and they didn't have enough chicken.
I beat B-Mitch to the office this morning.
There weren't enough chickens. You know, there weren't like enough eggs laid, so they don't have enough chicken. So they can't sell the chicken. They don't have it.
You walked in here after me, dude. What are you talking about?
I was here, forgot my phone in the car, had to go back to the car, and then came back.
Well,
I beat you to the office.
Because you didn't have your phone. So
I was here first.
You were not prepared.
Listen,
without your phone.
I'll be honest. I don't really understand the reproductive habits of chickens. I don't understand how eggs work. Like, is there sex involved, or does a rooster have sex with the egg? I don't know what happens, but how are we short on chickens?
They made a bad call.
Because the rooster not helping it produce eggs. Same way. Just a different little mechanism.
Who does the rooster have sex with?
The hen.
I don't understand. I'll confess.
You a rooster, your wife the hen. What's the difference?
I'm going to stop.
Yeah, stop.
Because we need to take a break. We need to do Herd It Here first.
I'll confess,
I don't understand chicken sex. Sue me. Coming up next, Herd It Here first.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell for Paul Henry's Window Installation. You've heard me talking about Paul and Heights replacing my windows with self-light windows. Well, now it's the time for you to call Paul Henry's Window Installation. Spring is here and the weather's getting warmer and the nicest days of the year are here. And what you want to start, you're going to want to start opening your windows for those warm days and cool nights. But you can't because they're old and worn just like mine were. Now it's the time to call Paul Henry's Window Installation today. When you do, Paul will be the one to do your consultation for your windows, like he did with me. And then all of a sudden, when you deal with Paul, you're going to be dealing with his family, from the office coordinators to the installers. Paul is also going to give you his best and honest offer up front. Not going to sit there and run you around and give you all kind of different things. He's going to give you his best and honest offer, like I said, right up front. Don't delay. Call them this month to receive an $85 off per Starflight window and Marvin windows with the 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today at 540-359-6842 or hit him online, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This has been a hell of a show, boys. Wild ride in the last 4 hours. Look, Grant and Danny come at you next at 2:45. They got John Carlson and the Washington Caps joining them. And at 3 p.m., they got Charles Leno, newly signed left tackle of the Washington football team. That's a power hour right there. I bet they ain't talking about chicken sex.
All right.
Listen, I'm not the only one that has some confusion about chickens.
We four.
Because I got a ton of chicken tweets. If you want to text me,
we're not
preferably,
saying you're not the only one, but you just don't pay attention. Most people don't pay attention, I guess. I mean, all you have to do is walk around this world and pay attention. Certain people,
I haven't spent a lot of time around chickens.
Certain animals, they hatch an egg, and then they sit and they incubate it. They're on top of it. Like alligators do the same thing. Snakes do the same type of thing.
I'm familiar with. Like, animal, whatever, dude. We're going to move on from the egg talk. Today is Washington football team schedule release day. It's schedule release day all over the NFL, frankly. So I want to talk about what we know so far. And we may know more than this, but here's what we know certainly among us. Week 1, L.A. Chargers. Week 2, New York Giants, Thursday night. Week 7, at Green Bay. Week 8, at Denver, week 13, at Vegas. Buy your tickets now, folks. Week 18, at the Giants. There is going to be a doozy of NFC East games late in the year. I can tell you that.
How about week 4? This is outside of our Tampa Bay playing against the New England Patriots.
Ooh,
at
up
Gillette
there?
Stadium.
Tommy goes back to
can
Foxborough.
Can you believe it?
He gets a standing ovation, I bet.
He gets one. The NFL is smart as hell. They know how to get the right games in place.
Well, so in my mock schedule, I also nailed that Dallas would open at Tampa. You said, why Dallas? I said, it will be Dallas.
Okay.
And it is Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They probably lose by 30, but okay.
That's good. I hope they lose by 30.
I love it.
It is time to reconcile, gentlemen, our action. Landfill, hit it. Heard it here first. Every day we make picks on games that are coming tonight. We keep track of those picks for the week and declare a winner for the week.
How did I do last night, Lamphill? Did I do awful?
How'd I do, Lamphill, last night? Beamish had three bets. You had a parlay
I
and
had
a
two
bet.
Bets.
Okay. Yeah. What did Beamish do last night, Lamphill?
I have no idea. I don't know what he picked.
Oh, I won this.
I thought you were supposed to keep track of this.
No, no, no. Beamish, right, so you lost.
What did I do?
You missed your parlay.
See, I asked the damn question and you don't say nothing. I missed the parlay.
You
I know
missed
that.
Your parlay, but you took the caps. So you are one and point
one in,
five.
One in point. One in, yeah, one in point five. Well, I'll say this.
And JP
damn,
lost.
Trailblazers.
I lost. Who'd I have?
Yeah, the Raptors plus 14. They lost
by
they were
18. Awful.
Okay, we both took them.
Yeah.
All right. So I am 1-1 on the week. What about you, Cody?
I am 2-0. Eric Fetty, four strikeouts.
I'm 1.5.
Okay, what about you? What is old Lamphill?
I am 1-1 because the cheaters won last night.
Oh, so I'm winning this thing right now.
Okay, and then what about?
Cody? I'm 2-0.
2-0? Oh, this dude here. I said it with a little attitude.
All right. What are the picks tonight? Cody Betts is leading at 2-0, so you get to make the first pick.
He's the man.
All right. Well, the Slam Diego Padres are playing at Coors Field, and they're in a day-night doubleheader, and I'm going to take the Padres to sweep them.
Wow.
Minus 157 and minus 150. The parlay, try to separate me from the field. Here we go.
Ooh, gutsy. And you know what he's doing right there? He has a...
He did a parlay?
You know what they tell you, good coaches, that if they're up 13, to go for two, mm-hmm. to make it a three-score game and to make it even harder? That's what your boy Cody just did. I have no idea if I got that math right, but there's some sort of corollary.
Definitely didn't.
Thank you. I'll go.
Go.
May I?
Go for it.
Go.
Okay. The Father Ducking Washington Wizards, plus 6.5 in Atlanta. Why is that spread so big?
I'm not sure, but you know what I'm going to do?
Don't do it.
He's gonna fade you.
This is the hunt for 33. I need this, Lamphill.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Hawks minus 6.5 against the Wizards at home.
You're a bonafide jerk.
That was my pick, dude.
Give me the Mavericks minus 6.5.
The Mavericks?
Are they 6.5 or 8.5?
They're 9.5.
Wow. Oh, no, I don't want them. Give me Boston minus 6.5.
Boston minus 6.
Against the Cavaliers.
It's actually minus 6, so you get Boston
minus
6.
Against the Cavaliers.
I'd like an honest answer out of you, yes. Brian, before we close down the show and go to Grant and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lamphill a jerk?
No. I like him.
I like him, but that's not the question.
He's always cool with me. I don't think he's a jerk. Why he would have to be a jerk to me for me to call him a jerk.
But you and I are friends, and he's a jerk to me.
But you're a jerk. I mean...
Cody, I'd like your official jerk rankings for the four of us.
No, I'm not going to do that. Cody's the least jerky.
Yes.
I like all. We're all just no, just no. Next.
Listen, I don't know. Are there awards for radio? Like in TV, you have to send your best show to get nominated for an Emmy. Send today's show.
Send today's show?
I think today's show.
I say if we send the today's show, the FCC going to come get you off air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe don't send today's show. Listen, Grant and Danny up next. John Carlson at 2:45. Charles Leno at 3. That's Washington's new left tackle. Make sure you tune in. Just, you know what? You're listening now. Just continue to listen all damn night because the Nats are on tonight. Never stop, ever. Thank you very much for listening to B. Mitch and Finley. If you made it this far, Lamphill owes you some Chick-fil-A sauce.